before the governor's decision, the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals rejected an appeal for a stay of execution. The court says it found no clear and convincing evidence of actual innocence. Williams was convicted of four murders in 1981. As George Bush focused on this week's parliamentary elections in Iraq, he admitted the Iraqis have paid a heavy price for the democracy. After a speech in Philadelphia today, Bush responded to a question about Iraqi deaths by saying, about 30,000 Iraqis have died since the U.S. invasion. In his appearance before the city's World Affairs Council earlier, Bush voiced no doubt about his decision to send in U.S. troops. When a questioner disputed any linkage between Iraq and the 9/11 attacks, Bush said he remained sure Saddam Hussein was a threat. He said, knowing what he knows today, he'd still order the invasion. He says the removal of Saddam, quoting here, makes this world a better place and America a safer country. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha says Iraqis are not against democracy, they are against our occupation. Democrats responding to Bush's speech in Iraq today. Bush called this a turning point for the history of Iraq. Murtha initially supported Bush in the war, but the Pennsylvania Democrat now calls for a U.S. withdrawal. Also speaking in Philadelphia, Congressman Murtha said, it's not going to get better with U.S. troops in Iraq. In Washington, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says, the window of opportunity for Iraq and the U.S. is closing, and he says Bush still has not offered a plan for success in Iraq. As some Iraqis are taking part in the advance voting for members of a new parliament, violence claimed the lives of at least 12 people today. An empty minibus loaded with explosives blew up near a Baghdad hospital. Three civilians were killed. 13 people, including five police officers, were hurt. A United Nations investigator says new evidence has bolstered his belief that Syria engineered the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister last February. German prosecutor delivering the second installment of his report on the car bomb killing of Rafiq Hariri. He says a new witness came forward in October with evidence that Lebanese and Syrian security forces were recruiting agents to kill Hariri. This is Air America Radio News.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight, including President Chucklenuts out there today in his third and final Iraq propaganda speech. We'll have the highlights for you, mainly Mr. Chucklenuts' answers to audience questions, which was a very strange thing. Apparently his puppeteers ordered him to actually speak with the audience this time instead of just standing up there like a wind-up toy. They should have left bad enough alone. Trust me when you hear the answers. I guess they figured his programming of where he shouts 9/11 and making good progress every few seconds is just starting to age and not well, so they tried this tactic. I think they will drop it from here on out. Before we get into the madness of the day, though, I have to say, my boy Sam Cedar kicked some ass today, didn't he? Huh? What did you think about Sam this afternoon? Oh, no, I missed it. I was, I don't know, I was home doing something, and Kathy came in and said she'd been listening on the radio, but she had left a tape running at home to capture some of the Bush madness, and it played into the afternoon, and there was Sam. So we watched the tape, and I'll tell you, Sam just kicked this white boy's ass all over the room. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to see, wasn't it, huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Did you see it? Right?
Crooks and Liars has the video.
Crooks and Liars?
If you want to go check it out.
Okay.
But I saw it live. You were standing in line for the ninth hour at the post office.
Oh, that's right. I knew I was someplace. Everybody has to be someplace. Even when you're dead, you have to be someplace. You can also check it out if you go to, I think, Air America's website. I think they have the link. But the link goes to Crooks and Liars. But it was such fun to watch Sam sit there and eviscerate this this right winger who got to the point. The right winger got to the point where I think he was talking to himself. He finally fell back on the oldest trick in the book, knowing that Sam's Jewish. The right winger falls back on when the Nazis invaded Austria. God. These people make me sick. But anyway, a round of applause, please, for Sam Cedar, Air America's own Sam Cedar, who got on and Kyra Phillips, who was the anchor in that particular program, was cracking up. Sam had her cracking up, too, which I thought was appropriate. Way to go, Sam. We laughed. We were eating our casserole this evening. Our chicken broccoli casserole in the TV room watching Sam make chopped liver out of this freak.
God, that just sounds so middle class, white bread America, eating our chicken and broccoli casserole in the living room watching CNN. Oh, man.
But only because Sam was on. That's the only reason. Usually that time of the evening, we're watching some other propaganda show, usually CBS or ABC, but if you missed it, go to Crooks and Liars, go to Air America Radio, go someplace, find the link, go look at this video of our boy Sam Cedar kicking butt. Okay, will you do that for me? Good work, Sam. Harvey Korman has something posted about the war on Christmas, because that's what the topic was. That's what Sam and this right-wing freak were talking about, the war on Christmas. And in a less humorous vein, Harvey Korman, and I guess it's the Harvey Korman who wrote this, I don't know. Harvey Korman writes, ask any American who's been unemployed for 9 months this year, thanks to our steadily rising economy, how merry their Christmas will be. Or ask one of the thousands who found out this summer just how little their government cares about their safety when their incompetent and callous president deserted them for days and days in a horrific flood as corpses floated by in a river of filth and vandals had their way with the town. Those who are lucky enough to survive have little or nothing to return to. Now the cameras are off and the whole episode has faded, predictably, from the public mind, but somewhere countless families are struggling merely to put their lives back together. Many so poor they could not have afforded cars to escape the storm that displaced them. How plentiful do you think their Christmas celebrations will be this year? Or ask a soldier whose tour of duty has been extended indefinitely thanks to quasi-legal stop-gap policies so that a group of powerful men who never served can continue their power grab slash geopolitical experiment. What a lovely gift. Or, more importantly, why don't we ask the thousands of parents, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, and best friends who won't spend this Christmas with someone they love? Or, for that matter, any other Christmas, ever. Because that person died by bullet or bomb thousands of miles away in a place they should never have been sent. Every kid who is deprived of a parent will grow up knowing that other more fortunate kids weren't. Those kids... parents had the luxury of other priorities, to quote Dick Cheney. Now, ask any of these people if they give a damn about what the Bushes put on their stupid holiday card. I dare you. And the next time any bobblehead talks about the war on Christmas, you can wholeheartedly agree. Then be sure to identify its real targets. Yeah. Now that's posted at Democratic Underground. Go to the main page, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see it there. War on Christmas, my ass. Man. Today's the day. This is December 12th. Do you know what today is? Think. December 12th. Well, it was 5 years ago today that the United States Supreme Court reversed a decision made by the Florida Supreme Court for recounts in Florida's contested election, which effectively made George W. Bush the president. 5 years ago today. Look at the destruction. Look at the corpses. Look at the racked economy. For most Americans. Look at the wars. To hell with it. Why look at any of it? Speaking of the wars, did you read this thing in San Diego? It's Channel 10 News out there. Found out, because one of their listeners informed them, that Rumsfeld's military is transporting the bodies of dead soldiers home via freight. They're sent as freight. Freight. Not in a situation you might expect if you listen to the Bush bastards. You know, these are heroes and people who had died fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. And the Pentagon flies the corpses back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, and from that point on transships the remains of these young men and women, and some not so young, via freight in the holds of commercial jetliners with suitcases and pet containers and stuff like that. A local family in San Diego said fallen soldiers and Marines deserve better, and that they would think that our soldiers should be transported with dignity and care and respect. What happened was John Holly and his wife Stacy were stunned when they found out that the body of their only child, Matthew, who died in Iraq last month, would be arriving at Lindbergh Field in San Diego as freight. Freight. Now, since Mom and Dad were both in the Army at one time, they made some calls, and with the help of U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, Matthew, their dead son, was greeted with honor and respect. And Mr. and Mrs. Holly now want to make sure that every fallen soldier gets a proper welcome. Freight. That's what the Bush bastards think of young Americans who are fighting a war that nobody wanted. Come on. No more wars, no more lying, come on. Except the Bush bastards. Every boy, every girl, come on. If you know it ain't over till God says that it's over, come on. Come on, let's go.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. I just can't believe that story about the Marine being sent back to his family on a commercial jetliner shipped as freight. That's just really bad, isn't it? I mentioned at the blog site today at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Slash Mike Malloy. Yeah, at the blog site. Just how vile that is. My God. Channel 10 News in San Diego called the Defense Department for an explanation for this, and a representative from the Defense Department, according to what Channel 10 put out, said she did not know why this is happening. I don't know. Why are the bodies being sent home as freight? I don't know. Happy holiday, though. Oh, I'm sorry. Merry Christmas, though. On Friday, I don't know how this got by us, but on Friday it was reported in both New York Times and NBC, the Clinton administration warned Saudi Arabia more than 3 years before the September 11 attacks that Bin Laden might use civilian airplanes. That's according to a memo that was released Friday by the National Security Archive. And New York Times, like I say, the Times reported, NBC and NBC reported, the June 1998 note memo says Bin Laden, quote, might take the course of least resistance and turn to civilian aircraft. And according to NBC, the warning came from a U.S. regional security officer, diplomatic officials, and a civilian aviation officer in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, the September 11 Commission, put together in this country a panel appointed by Congress back in 2002 to investigate U.S. security, didn't even mention this. Now, do you have any doubt that the September 11 Commission that contained people like Richard Benveniste, who was one of the prosecutors of Watergate, Bob Kerry, former senator, Vietnam vet, a former member of the Clinton Justice Department, I forget her name, but do you have any doubt that it was a whitewash, a total cover-up, a complete bastardization of anything remotely resembling the truth about what occurred on this in this country on September 11th? Do you understand why? It is easy for people with a working brain to come to the conclusion that the so-called facts as presented about September 11th are not facts. And I don't care what the issue is. I don't care if it's about buildings collapsing or planes being shot down, or what hit the Pentagon, or who was involved, whether or not it was a military operation by the United States against the United States. It doesn't make any difference. What aspect? I defy anyone. And I get lots of emails about this all the time, especially people who email me and say, oh, Malloy, you're not going over to the dark side, are you? The conspiracy theory side, you're not. Please, Mike, don't go over to the dark side. This is very easily explainable. The buildings collapsed because they were weakened structurally to the point that they just collapsed. Please, Mike, please don't go over the dark side. Don't listen. And I get these emails from, I can tell by the IDs on the emails that these are from, you know, respectable folks. You know, a lot of folks say, hey, listen, Mike, love your program, agree with you on the, you know, you're my voice, Malloy. But don't go over to the dark side. Don't believe this stuff about the conspiracy theories about 9/11. It happened just as it appeared to have happened. You know, a bunch of Arab terrorists seized airliners, ran into buildings, and the Pentagon, a lot of people died. End of story. Please don't go to the dark side. And yet, instance after instance, report after report, just event after event, oh, well, we didn't look at that part. Why not? Oh, well, you know. Just didn't. Well, can we move on? You know, I don't know. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. It's plain to see the oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil soul of government through its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them while being ass crossed. Take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken. Because I know you love chicken. And who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Based on everything I've seen, I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September the 11th.
Well, seems that you're a liar again, Mr. Bush, because it could have been prevented. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. The death of Gene McCarthy and Richard Pryor over the weekend. The execution of Stanley Williams tonight. Scheduled execution. There doesn't seem to be anything in the way now of that execution. The Supreme Court refusing to hear the case. Reg over at TV News Lies wants me to know that Bush's speech today was the third of four speeches, not the third of three speeches. Dana emailed us in, and like I say, we'll get to this topic tonight, I'm sure. Dana emails in, Stanley Williams is scheduled to be executed tonight for crimes he may or may not have committed back in 1979. The state of California is putting Williams to death ostensibly to show people that killing people is wrong. In a speech today before the World Affairs Council in Philadelphia, George Bush proudly, matter-of-factly, declared that his illegal war in Iraq has killed approximately 30,000 people. Bush then further declares that knowing what he knows today, he would make the same decision again. So one alleged killer is executed, another admitted killer walks free. Moreover, the unrepentant man, the free man, says he would do it all over again if given the chance. Welcome to George W. Bush's America. Yeah, I'm categorically opposed to the death penalty. I realize that there are crimes that are committed where there is no doubt that are just so brutal, so bloody, that it just seems like the quickest, easiest way to deal with the killer is to kill him. But I have to be against the death penalty. I can't not be, because I'm pro-life. And it is. I understand what Dana is saying here. I don't know enough about the Stanley Williams case. Only what I've heard in the past couple of days. But I do know that the Bush administration is larded with killers. Everybody from Elliot Abrams to John Negroponte. Negroponte especially. Oh, Jesus God. This is a man who helped organize death squads in Central America. But it just goes on and on. Donald Rumsfeld, who assisted Saddam Hussein back in the 80s in Saddam's delivery of weapons of mass death against the Iranians in the eight-year-long war between Iraq and Iran. You know, we have killers. We have literal killers running the country. I use that term a lot. A lot of people, I do get emails say, oh, come on, Mike. You know, I mean, you know, they may be sick, sorry bastards, but they're not killers. No, they are killers. They are killers. By any definition, these are murderers who are running the country. By any legal definition used in any criminal court in the United States of America, they are killers. People who participate in a conspiracy to kill people are as guilty, even if they don't pull the trigger or drop the bomb or release the button on the flamethrower or whatever it is, send the depleted uranium encased to death into another country. It doesn't make any difference. If they are part of the conspiracy, they are guilty. That's what we say in this country. We have sent people to their executions in this country who did not pull a trigger, who did not slice a throat. But they were parties to the conspiracy where people died. At the very least, 15, 20, 30 members of the Bush organization would be, if ever brought to trial, convicted of conspiracy regarding murder. Jesus Christ. I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are. Okay? Okay. I'm sure some of you may have a comment about the Stanley Williams case tonight. The phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you want to get online. Veterans for Common Sense, at their website, an article written by one of their members appearing in Salon. A group of seven House Democrats wrote Bush this week accusing the Pentagon of underreporting casualties in Iraq. Now, let me digress. Those of you who use the Internet for news sources because you don't trust other sources, you know, I know, most people know that the figure that Bush mentioned today is bogus. What did he say? 2,410 Americans dead as a result of this conflict. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. Pentagon casualty reports, when this was written, showed 2,390 American soldiers and Marines dead from Iraq and Afghanistan, 16,000 wounded. But by December 8th, 2005, just, what was it, 5 days ago, the military had evacuated another 25,289 service members from Iraq and Afghanistan for injuries not caused directly by enemy bullets or bombs, according to the U.S. Transportation Command. That statistic, 25,289, includes everything from serious injuries and Humvee wrecks to more routine illnesses that could be unrelated to field battles, yet those service members are not included in the Pentagon's casualty reports. That's odd! Because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines a casualty, quote, as, quote, a military person lost through death, wounds, injury, sickness, internment, or capture, or through being missing in action, end quote. Jim Turner, a spokesman for the Pentagon, said a couple of months ago to this reporter, "We don't do Websters." You son of a bitch. Would you like to just smash somebody in the face who says something like that? According to Webster's Dictionary, Mr. Mann, we've had 25,000 cases. I'm sorry, we don't do dictionary. We don't do Webster's. The audacity of that statement. In a written statement, the Department of Defense told this writer, Mark Benjamin, Veterans for Common Sense, that the casualty reports describe casualties to fit the, quote, understanding of the average newspaper reader, end quote. So you and I would not understand that the casualty figure for Iraq is not 16,000. It's 26,000. Mark Benjamin says, Veterans for Common Sense says, in the past few weeks I've been spending time with two soldiers currently getting treatment at Walter Reed. One is a 40-year-old man who served in Iraq with the South Carolina Army National Guard. He got hit by a truck in Iraq, fracturing a vertebrae, chipping another, and hurting his shoulder. The impact also caused his brain to rock violently inside his skull. He has been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. His wife can't dispatch him down the aisle of a supermarket to fetch ice cream because he often can't remember what happened just 5 minutes ago. Another soldier, 46 years old, who served in the West Virginia Army National Guard, was in an armored personnel carrier that crashed into an 8-foot hole. Because of his traumatic brain injury, his memory is shot. He slurs words like a drunk. He walks with a cane because of dizzy spells. According to the Pentagon, neither of these men are casualties of the Iraq War. In their letter to Bush, the Democrats cite a November 2004 60 Minutes segment to which this author contributed, which featured, quote, badly injured soldiers who were upset by their being excluded from the official count, even though they were, in one soldier's words, in hostile territory. Democrats assert that counting casualties sustained only from bombs and bullets, quote, does not represent the entire picture of American lives affected by the war, unquote. And as this war goes on, that picture is becoming more painfully clear. The Department of Veterans Affairs provides soldiers with medical care after leaving the military. An October VA report shows that 119,247 service members who fought in Iraq or Afghanistan and are now off duty are receiving health care from the VA. 119,247, presumably some of those health problems are unrelated to the war, indeed. But the statistics seem to show that a lot of those health problems are war-related. For example, nearly 37,000 have mental disorders, including nearly 16,000 who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Over 46,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan receiving benefits from the VA have musculoskeletal problems. These are all veterans who within the last 4 years were considered by the military to be mentally and physically fit enough to fight, and now they're on a disability list. What was the determining factor? A ride in their cars to visit Granny? No. A trip to Iraq or Afghanistan. In their letter to the Bush crime family, the Democrats assert, quote, what we can be certain of is that at least tens of thousands of young men and women have been physically or psychologically damaged for life. So when you hear Bush a little bit later on tonight make his statement in response to a question, how many people have died? Oh, 30,000 since the original incursion. He caused our invasion of Iraq, the original incursion. How about that? Oh, 30,000, more or less. You'll hear him say that. And then he mentions 2,200 Americans dead. Just as though somebody said to him, hey, what are you doing for lunch? Oh, I'm going to go to the White House lunchroom and have a pastrami on rye. What are you doing?
Home today. My youngest son came home today. His friends marched with him all the way.
The flutes and drums beat out the time, as in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray. My youngest son came home today, and this time he's home to stay.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
We'll be right back.
all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
Does Saddam Hussein have a weapons program?
Don't need no long Cadillac. I don't want nobody with no car.
It's about 10 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls. Right after the break at the top of the hour, we're going to play for you some of the comments Bush made today in his asinine speech, and also what passes for spontaneity. He took some questions from the audience, and a couple of places it is. I think it's fairly clear that Bush is insane. We'll play that for you coming back. Let's do some phone calls right now. Let's start with Judy, who's called in from Baltimore. Judy, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, Judy. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, that speech was something else today. I posted it up on my site today, and I was just amazed he didn't say war on terror and 9/11 50 million. Well, he did say war on terror, but 9/11 50 million times.
Yeah, it didn't take him long to get to it, but he got to it eventually.
Yeah, so I wanted to call and talk to you about 9/11. You know, when you were out last week, you had some really interesting callers that I'd really like to hear from again. And Peter Werb was just kind of reluctant to really talk about 9/11, and I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, let me just tell you his name, because he's going to substitute for me again around Christmas when I'm sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Werby.
Peter
okay. Werby.
Peter Werby.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it would be Werb, but it's Werby.
Werby, thanks.
Yeah.
and he was just kind of reluctant, and I think a lot of people are, to talk about that. And I ended up, I was running into people that were saying things to me, about 9/11 and the way the buildings came down and how Bush did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time accepting that. But then for my site, which, is really news, I had to do a lot of research and I found all kinds of things. So I just absolutely am convinced, as are you, that this was all very much planned.
Yeah, I don't have the map. I don't know who did what, but I cannot believe any longer that this was an act of 19 terrorists, 15 of whom came from Saudi Arabia and hijacked 4 airplanes and wreaked the kind of death and destruction on this country that they were able to do on September 11th, 2001, without assistance, either passive or active, from the Bush administration. I just can't. If that makes me a tinfoil hat co-conspirator, so be it. But I can no more accept
that
things fall up instead of down.
I just can't see, I just hate that conspiracy theorist. It's like, there isn't any theory. There's just evidence.
Well, that's a good point.
And that's the thing everybody misses. And I think oftentimes people buy into this, the right wing always saying, conspiracy theorists. Well, I don't feel like buying into that anymore.
Yeah.
And there's just hard evidence.
I know.
It can be found every place on the Internet. If you just do, a search WTC, you just get about a ton of pages that come up with that information.
It's true. That's very
true. And it's just hard evidence. But, I just wanted to call on that and
tell people
not be afraid.
Yeah, that's a good good statement. Don't be afraid. Just go ahead and continue to do the research. But we will be talking about it again, Judy, I promise. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. John is calling from Las Vegas. John, welcome to the program. Hey, John. John? John? All right, let's put that caller on hold and go to David, who's calling from Los Angeles. David, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, David?
Doing all right.
Good.
Just a quick comment on the last caller. I don't, abide by the whole, the Bush, there was in some way a passive reaction and response to all that was going on, and let's say a total disregard for anything that the predecessors may have done in office. They probably threw all that stuff away and said, we get to start from scratch. But I don't think they sat there and, let the Saudis come in knowing that they were going to go hijack planes. I really,
that's certainly an understandable position. I don't think anybody is prepared, David, to make categorical statements. What really irritates me is that the Bush crime family makes categorical statements, or the 9/11 Commission makes categorical statements about this is what happened. And I mean, everything else that the Bush administration has said, and I always defy anyone to call in and prove me wrong, everything the Bush administration has said has been a lie. Every single thing. So let me finish. Why would the scenario that they give that represents the attack on this country on September 11, 2001 be the truth? You see, I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I look
at what else has happened in this regard. I mean, I look at Munich, I look at other hijackings where it was a small band of fanatics that actually had the wherewithal.
Yeah, that was then.
Like
that was then.
That mentality doesn't change. The technology is still the same, and that's the real issue.
But the day
what happened in Munich.
All right, the day I believe, David, I got to leave you there. Thanks for checking in. The day I believe that 19 Saudis were able to defeat the multi-trillion-dollar U.S. defense establishment, penetrate our airspace, hijack our airplanes, blow things up, and murder people, will be the day that they're giving drinks of ice water in hell. It's that simple.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Joe must go. I'm talking about Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, the leading Democratic apologist for George W. Bush's war in Iraq. In recent weeks, it's been rumored that Lieberman may become the next Secretary of Defense if Donald Rumsfeld resigns. Bush and Cheney both quoted Lieberman in recent Iraq speeches. And after Jack Murtha's dramatic call for an immediate military withdrawal, Lieberman wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal entitled, "Our Troops Must Stay." Could Lieberman try any harder to piss off his own party? In the 1990s, he was one of the first Democrats to criticize Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Now he's the last Democrat to realize that the war in Iraq is a national security disaster. Luckily, Lieberman's up for re-election in 2006, and a popular former state governor may challenge him as an independent. Democrats should welcome the race. When it comes to Iraq, changing the policy is more important than preserving the party. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Now that California's governor has rejected his request for clemency, Stanley Tukey Williams is set to die by lethal injection at a minute after midnight tonight Pacific time. He could still request another hearing by a federal appeals court. court intervention, though, is considered unlikely. In turning down the clemency request, Governor Schwarzenegger said he's not convinced the co-founder of the Crip Street Gang has had a change of heart since he was convicted a quarter century ago for murders. Schwarzenegger suggested Williams' apparent redemption in prison could just be a hollow promise, as he called it, since he's not offered an apology for the killings. Supporters of Williams say he did, in fact, make amends, partly by writing children's books about the dangers of gangs. The California Highway Patrol is planning to tighten security around San Quentin Prison, where hundreds of protesters are expected. A protest today outside the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba, where American activists are trying to draw attention to the treatment of terror suspects at the Guantanamo Bay camp. The activists are members of a largely Christian group called Witness Against Torture. They're demanding access to the prison camp so they can meet with the inmates. They arrived at a checkpoint about 5 miles from the base after a five-day march from eastern Cuba. Inside the prison itself, 32 prisoners are staging hunger strikes. A spokesperson says the Federal Emergency Management Agency will work to ensure Hurricane Katrina victims, quote, get the help they need as they get back on their feet. Those comments follow a federal court ruling blocking FEMA's January 7th deadline for all storm evacuees to move out of government-paid hotels and motels. The judge in the ruling said FEMA has not been able to guarantee it would process all applications for help from people living in hotels before the January deadline. So the judge ruled anyone who hasn't gotten FEMA aid to rent housing or move into a trailer can stay in hotels until 2 weeks after their application is approved or denied. The judge also criticized FEMA's conflicting messages to evacuees about when they would move out. In his ruling, the judge said he can't imagine the anxiety and misery caused by what he described as these erratic and bizarre vacillations by FEMA. A United Nations investigator says new evidence has bolstered his belief that Syria engineered the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister in February. The prosecutor delivered the second installment of his report on the car bombing of Rafiq Hariri. He says a new witness came forward with evidence that Lebanese and Syrian security forces were recruiting agents to kill Hariri. Minnesota is the healthiest state in the U.S., according to a yearly ranking from the United Health Foundation and others. Minnesota has been one of the top two since 1990. Vermont, New Hampshire, Utah, and Hawaii round out the top five healthiest states. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. I'm sure everyone who listens to this program now is familiar with the rather lengthy statement Harold Pinter made regarding his acceptance of the Nobel Prize for, what was it for, literature, Kathy? It was posted all over the internet. It's very heavily anti-American statement, anti-Bush administration statement, and there are a couple of paragraphs here I want to share with you. This was sent to me with the question, who do you believe, Joe Lieberman or Harold Pinter? This is the statement, part of it. The complete statement you can find by going, and we mentioned this last week, I believe, when this first came out, go to the Nobel website, you'll find it. Pinter writes, the invasion of Iraq was a bandit act, an act of blatant state terrorism, demonstrating absolute contempt for the concept of international law. The invasion was an arbitrary military action inspired by a series of lies upon lies and gross manipulation of the media and therefore of the public, an act intended to consolidate American military and economic control of the Middle East, masquerading as a last resort, all other justifications having failed to justify themselves, as liberation. A formidable assertion of military force responsible for the death and mutilation of thousands and thousands of innocent people. We have brought torture, cluster bombs, depleted uranium, innumerable acts of random murder, misery, degradation, and death to the Iraqi people, and we call it bringing freedom and democracy to the Middle East. How many people do you have to kill before you qualify to be described as a mass murderer and a war criminal? 100,000? More than enough, I would have thought. Therefore, it is just that Bush and Blair be arraigned before the International Criminal Court of Justice. But Bush has been clever. He has not ratified the International Criminal Court of Justice. Death in this context is irrelevant. Both Bush and Blair placed death well away on the back burner. At least 100,000 Iraqis were killed by American bombs and missiles before the Iraq insurgency began. These people are of no moment. Their deaths don't exist. They're blank. They are not even recorded as being dead. We don't do body counts, said the American General Tommy Franks. The 2,000-plus American dead are an embarrassment. They are transported to their graves in the dark. Funerals are unobtrusive, out of harm's way. The mutilated rot in their beds, some for the rest of their lives. So the dead and the mutilated both rot in different kinds of graves. Now, if you want to read the entire statement, go to the Nobel website and you will find it. Which takes us right to Bush today in Philadelphia, speaking to the World Affairs Council, Philadelphia World Affairs Council, I believe. Third in his series of speeches to continue to try to sell this invasion to the American people. This time, he allegedly focuses on the bogus elections that are coming up this week. And as always, it takes him about 12 seconds to invoke 9/11. Meet the new speech. Same as the old speech.
I've come to discuss an issue that's really important, and that is victory on the war on terror.
And that war started on September the 11th, 2001, when our nation awoke to a sudden attack.
From a bunch of Saudis.
Like generations before us, we have accepted new responsibilities, confronting dangers with new resolve. We're taking the fight to those who attacked us.
No, we're not.
And to those who share their murderous vision for future attacks. We will fight this war without wavering, and we will prevail.
It just makes me want to scream. It just makes me want to do something, I don't know, since I can't...
Terrorists in Iraq share the ideology.
Since I can't mutilate anyone else, it makes me want to mutilate myself. You know, I just want to do that. I want to be like some old monk in the 8th century, sitting in a cave somewhere, just beating myself with birch branches as an act of atonement for what? Why did the old Christian monks beat themselves and scratch their bodies and poison them? An atonement, you know, for the death of Christ, I guess. I don't know. Don't you ever feel you just want to claw somebody's eyes out? And since you can't, your hands start moving toward your own face? No, that doesn't happen to you? Okay. He says, we're taking the fight to those who attacked us. No, we're not. We're taking the fight to a country populated by people who put up with 12 years of murderous sanctions that resulted in hundreds of thousands of their people dying. We're taking the fight to a bunch of people who didn't do a damn thing except starve under our sanctions and suffer the wrath of Saddam. When Pappy Bush broke his promise to them, go ahead, rise up. We don't want to overthrow Saddam. You overthrow him. We'll back you. Uh-huh. For the last time, chuckle nuts, no one in Iraq attacked us. Not on September 11th. Not ever! You lying bastard. Now for a bit of Peter treatment. Peter Fever, that is. That's his name, Peter Fever. More 9/11 victory Sieg Heil propaganda claptrap from the makers of the new and improved Crusades. Because the 11th century was so much fun, we got to do it all over again. Listen closely, and you'll hear the words of Peter Fever.
The terrorists in Iraq share the ideology of the terrorists who struck the United States on September the 11th.
Yeah.
If we were not fighting and destroying this enemy in Iraq, they would not be leading quiet lives as good citizens.
Yeah.
They would be plotting and killing our citizens across the world and here at home.
Oh, my God.
By fighting the terrorists in Iraq, we are confronting a direct threat to the American people,
huh?
And we will accept nothing less than complete victory. Our goal is victory, and victory will be achieved when the terrorists and Saddamists can no longer threaten Iraq's democracy.
Saddamists?
When the Iraqi security forces can provide for the safety of their own citizens, and when Iraq is not a safe haven for terrorists to plot new attacks against our nation.
I guess he means an attack. When Iraq is not a safe haven for terrorists to plot an attack, because there were no Iraqi attackers on 9/11. George, can't you get that through your head? That was the Saudis. Your business partners. The ones we don't bomb because they have even more oil than the Iraqis. By fighting the terrorists in Iraq, we are confronting a direct threat. No, we are creating a direct threat. Jesus. It's unbelievable. And that new word, have you noticed that new word, Saddamists? Terrorists, insurgents, dead-enders. Now we have a new one, Saddamists. Huh? Isn't that nice? I guess that's because he's on trial now, and his mug is out there, and Americans can look at him the way they looked at Goldstein in 1984 and raise their fists and shriek and scream. At least I guess that's what the Bush crime family wants us to do. Saddamists. And here's a tidbit from his discussion of Iraq's social progress, the supposed focus of his speech today, although we've heard so far, all we've heard is more false linkage between Iraq and 9/11. But see if the unintended do as I say, not as I do irony leaps out at you here when he discusses democratic principles and ideals.
From the outset, the political element of our strategy in Iraq has been guided by a clear principle.
Oh?
Democracy takes different forms in different cultures.
Uh-huh.
Yet in all cultures, successful free societies are built on certain common foundations.
Like?
Rule of law.
Oh.
Freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
Freedom of assembly.
Uh-huh.
A free economy.
Uh-huh.
And freedom to worship.
Oh.
Respect for the belief of others is the only way to build a society where compassion and tolerance prevail.
Wow.
Societies that lay these foundations not only survive, but thrive. Societies that do not lay these foundations risk backsliding into tyranny.
Enough said with that, huh? Are these people, I guess they are immune to irony. Respect for the belief of others is the only way to build a society where compassion and tolerance prevail. That's what the speechwriters wrote, and that's what Bush said. Like Ashcroft's vision of justice, like your ultra-tolerant white Christian cronies like Falwell and Dobson who respect the beliefs of others, a society where your neocons respect dissenting voices. Is that what you're talking about, George? Where you honor and support a free press that you cannot purchase, kill, or control? My God.
Lie down, people, lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we had to let those amendments go.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
After Bush was finished doing his marionette dance once again, this time in Philadelphia today at the Philadelphia World Affairs Council, we move on to the real fun and frivolity, alive, unscripted, or was it Q&A session? So here we go. One of the council members, one of the invited guests, stands and says, Mr. President, since the inception of the Iraqi war, I'd like to know the approximate total of Iraqis who have been killed. And by Iraqis, I mean civilians, military, police, insurgents, and translators.
How many Iraqi citizens have died in this war? I would say 30,000, more or less, have died as a result of the initial incursion and the ongoing violence against Iraqis. We've lost about 2,140 of our own troops in Iraq.
I guess it's the offhand way. How many Iraqi citizens have died? I would say about 30,000, more or less, have died as a result of the initial incursion. Well, that's us, isn't it? So, yeah, Stanley Williams will be executed tonight because a jury ruled he had himself executed, four people? And here stands Bush today admitting. Oh, my God. Admitting. 30,000 Iraqi citizens on his watch have been murdered. That doesn't include how many on Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright's watch. That doesn't include how many on Pappy Bush's watch. Murdered by American weaponry. Murdered by American troops. American missile attacks. American depleted uranium. It doesn't include how many children have been born dead because of depleted uranium. How is this possible? I guess I get too far into this, don't I? I get my head too far into it. That son of a bitch Tukey Williams murdered four people. That son of a bitch George Bush murdered 30,000. So what? One is going to have the chemicals injected into his vein tonight. The other one will be partying. After all, it is the Christmas season. Oh, excuse me. It is the holiday season, isn't it? It's astonishing. How do you do that, truth seeker? How do you do that? I can't. I can't do it. I can't say that Stanley Williams deserves death, and people in the Bush crime family who are guilty of the same thing to the 10th, 20th, 40th power don't. I can't. That's what, you know, that's why, since I can't do that, I just am pro-life. No war, no abortion, no executions, no killing, no murder, nothing. Now, before you write to me and say, well, what, you've joined the anti-abortion crowd, the anti-abortion, you know, I'm not going to reiterate, yeah, I am. You know my position on abortion. As far as I'm concerned, it's a killing. But it's up to the people involved. That's all. That's all I can say about it. I just don't want to get into that. Please don't. Now, the next one is rather lengthy. So, as a matter of fact, it's a minute and 37 seconds. This is how... When you hear this, when we come back after this break, it's a long clip, and I want you to hear how he gets lost in his own answer and just rambles semi-coherently about the enemy creating a vacuum and 9/11. And maybe he had a few Lone Stars before the speech, because he starts to sound a little slurry here. What amendment is it that states, the rhetorical question, don't send it to me, but the one that says when a president is no longer capable of administering the duties of the presidency, he can be removed. If we give credence to Doug Thompson's article last week that we talked about from Capitol Hill Blue, about Bush referring to the U.S. Constitution as, quote, a goddamn piece of paper, end quote. If we give credence to the reports coming that he has just gone berserk around the White House, even threatening his own aides if they don't tell him what he wants to hear. If we believe that, if we watch him slur his words, if we hear it, if we get the impression that he's on some sort of a psychoactive drug in order to stabilize him, isn't it time for somebody? How about Bill Frist? He's a doctor. Can he diagnose Bush the way he diagnosed Carla Faye Tucker? I've got her on my mind. But the way he diagnosed Terry Schiavo? Huh? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Black foam through my lungs. Even Jesus couldn't save me, though I know he did his best.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people. We live in a dangerous world, and we do.
I need this hopeless feeling, like I need a hole in my head.
All right, back to this semi-coherent clip. I want you to hear now about the enemy creating a vacuum. That's his words, Bush. Oh, and 9/11. This is during the Q&A. An audience member stands and says, "We hear widely different tales about how the Iraqis are doing in their own area of defense. Could you give us your perspective on how they're doing, how well the military is doing, what you feel the capability is to do the task that you want them to do, to include some of the widely different impressions that we hear about?
We are not completed. We haven't completed the job of training the Iraqis. But what is beginning to happen is that you're beginning to see our troops step back from the fight. I don't know if you realize we had some 90 bases in Iraq. And I think we've closed about 40, or turned over, closed or turned over 40 of those bases to the Iraqis. In other words, our profile is beginning to move back as the Iraqis get trained up so that we can continue working on training and also help them chase down Zarqawi and his buddies. These guys are very tough, and they're cold-blooded killers. The enemy's got one weapon. See, they can't defeat us militarily. What they can do is they can, and will, kill innocent people in the hopes of trying to get the United States of America to leave the battlefield early. The only way we can lose is if we lose our nerve. They've got designs and ambitions. They've laid out their strategy, and they explain their tactics. And part of their tactics is to create vacuums so that their hateful ideology flows in. Listen, the attack of September the 11th was a part of a broad strategy to get us to retreat from the world. And that, you know, people say, well, he's making it up, that they want to establish a totalitarian empire that stretches from Spain to Indonesia. I'm telling you what they said, not me. This is what the Zawahiri has said, the number two man in Al-Qaeda. It seems like to me we need to take it seriously when the enemy says something. Kind of getting off subject here, but...
I swear to God, if that's not the paranoid ramblings of a very sick man... I don't know. What does it take? You people who listen to this program, who are in the mental health field, and you listen to this, not just these clips, but if you listen to him today, and if you didn't, all right, if you listen to these clips, how can you come to any conclusion other than this man is borderline, not borderline personality disorder, but borderline... paranoia. He's right out there in the penumbra of paranoia. Ooh, I just used the word penumbra, Kathy. Right out there. There he is. I don't know what it takes for people to understand that this is a madman. This is a man who truly It's crazy. It's a matter of degrees, isn't it?
Did he even answer the question?
Well, no. No, he didn't answer the question. The question was how well the military is doing. But one thing about these questions, wouldn't it be interesting if these pissy White House press corps people, whenever Bush does deign to have a press conference, how about if they ask these kinds of questions? Wouldn't that be funny? That'll never happen. That'll never happen. Regarding our mangled, battered, prostituted image that the Bush crime family has now presented to the world, this member of the audience asked the following. Mr. President, I'm a proud U.S. citizen, naturalized, and I'm a card-carrying Republican. I voted for you both times. I grew up in India, a Sunni. In fact, the President of the Republic of India is a Sunni, and I think it's a great testimony to this nation that was the vision of which was laid out within a few half a mile of here, that somebody like me can be in a position of leadership and be successfully engaged in contributing to the current and future economic well-being of this nation. Mr. President, I support your efforts in Iraq. But I'd like to know, what are we going to do in the broader battle in creating a favorable image, reaching out to people across the world so that people like me, all over the world, can be passionate supporters of the United States?
Look, I recognize we got an image issue, particularly when you got television stations, Arabic television stations, that are constantly just pounding America.
We'll kill them.
Saying America is fighting Islam.
We'll bomb
America's
them.
Can't stand Muslims.
Kill
it's
them.
A war against a religion.
And we've got to obviously do a better job of reminding people that ours is not a nation that rejects religion. Ours is a nation that accepts people of all faith. And that the great strength of America is the capacity for people to worship freely. It's difficult. I mean, their propaganda machine is pretty darn intense. And so we're constantly sending out messages. We're constantly trying to reassure people. But we're also acting.
I'd say you're acting. Planting your stories in the Iraqi civilian press to corrupt and pollute the opinions of the Iraqi people while you plot to blow up Al Jazeera. You're supporting democratic free speech, you murderous hypocrite. No, you're not. He says it's difficult. I mean, their propaganda machine is pretty darn intense. Their propaganda machine? Their machine? Do they have Armstrong Williams? Do they have this freak Maggie Gallagher? Do they have Judith Miller? Their propaganda machine? Oh, my God. Arabic television stations, he talks about, that are constantly just pounding America. No, they're not. No, they're not. Mr. Bush, they're pounding the American occupation of Iraq. They're pounding the American presence in the Middle East. They're pounding the American attitude where it concerns the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's what they're pounding, you stupid little man. So what's the answer? We'll kill them. Bomb them. Oh, and get that Italian journalist bitch. Get her, too. That's why I sent Negroponte over there. I told you to set up a hit squad. I told you to set up a hit squad. What's the matter with you, John? I'm sorry, Mr. President. They missed. This woman took the question we've been posing since before the illegal invasion took place. She stands and asks, Mr. President, I'd like to know why it is that you and others in your administration keep linking 9/11 to the invasion of Iraq, when no respected journalist or Middle Eastern expert confirms that such a link exists.
9/11 changed my look on foreign policy. I mean, it said that oceans no longer protect us, that we can't take threats for granted, that if we see a threat, we've got to deal with it.
What threat?
So the first decision I made, as you know, was to deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan because they were harboring terrorists. This is where the terrorists plan and plotted.
But they still do. They still, not only that, but now Afghanistan has become this huge exporter of drugs and dope that you and your crime family rake off your vig. You know you do. You know you do. 9/11 changed my look on foreign policy. But your reaction to 9/11, Bush, was exactly what was laid out by the Project for a New American Century back in 1998? 97? When was it? When they presented the same scenario to Bill Clinton and Clinton turned him down? And where they went on to say what this country needs is another Pearl Harbor? Oh, you miserable, miserable little man. Well. Still answering that woman's question about why he has deliberately linked 9/11 to Iraq. Still doing it to this day, in fact. Listen to the lies and misleading statements in this answer about why he lies and misleads the American people. Orwell couldn't have come up with the character to do a better job if he'd tried.
Saddam Hussein was a threat. He is a declared enemy of the United States. He had used weapons of mass destruction. The entire world thought he had weapons of mass destruction.
What?
The United Nations had declared, more than 10, I can't remember the exact number of resolutions, that disclose or disarm or face serious consequence. I mean, it was a serious international effort to say to Saddam Hussein, you're a threat.
By whom?
And the 9/11 attacks accentuated that threat as far as I'm concerned. And so we gave Saddam Hussein the chance to disclose or disarm. And he refused.
What?
And I made a tough decision. And knowing what I know today, I'd make the decision again.
Knowing what you know today, you would send another 30,000, your number, Iraqi civilians to their deaths? You would send another 2,400 Americans to their deaths? You murderer? And Stanley Williams is going to be executed tonight? And you stand here and say, yes, 30,000 have died, and I'd do it again. It's astonishing. He says we gave Saddam Hussein the chance to disclose or disarm, and he refused. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He even blew up his toy balsa wood airplanes and dismantled his few tanks, and you invaded with your biochemical weapons, your napalm and your Willy Pete and your carbon bombs anyway. He didn't refuse inspectors. You refused to give the UN a final vote as you promised. You called the inspectors out when you realized there were no weapons to be found. Then you invaded anyway, just like you always planned. 9/11 gave you the trifecta, all right. The man stands there and lies. Bill Clinton lied about oral sex, and we impeached him. George Bush lies about mass murder and death and destruction. And we sit back and say, well, let's see. You know, I think he's doing a good job. Let's raise his popularity points, well, 4%. Four points, anyway. How about that?
And a bag full of alibis. Lord, as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. It's gonna be December.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And
and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
It's about 9 before the hour. So Bush claimed in that last soundbite that the whole world knew that Saddam had weapons. Everybody knew Iraq had weapons. That's the claim that this sick, twisted little man continues to make. You talk about rewriting history. How about February 7th, 2001, George Tenet, CIA director, in front of Congress, quote, "We have no evidence that Iraq has reconstituted its weapons of mass destruction programs." How about February 12th, 5 days later, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld, congressional testimony, quote, "Iraq is not a nuclear threat." How about February 15th, 2001? Colin Powell, "Iraq has had no weapons of mass destruction program since 1991. It has not rebuilt its army. Iraq is not a threat and has not been for 10 years. Okay. How about Condoleezza Rice, at the time National Security Advisor, July 2001. "Saddam Hussein has been disarmed. He can no longer threaten his neighbors. Our containment has worked." Now, if you have George Tenet, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice all 5 months before the attack of September 11th, state what the rest of the world already knew, that Saddam Hussein, an evil, rotten bastard who was murdering and killing his and torturing his own people, yes. Should he have been overthrown and hanged by his feet in the village square like Mussolini? Yes! By his own people. But the people of Iraq had gone through 12, 14 years of sanctions. It was Madeleine Albright. When asked on television in an interview, "Are the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children worth the sanctions?" And she answered, "Yes, I have to say they are." God. And I have to say, you folks who somehow managed to wipe the slate clean where it concerns Clinton's activities in Iraq for 8 years. How dare you? How dare you do that? If you want to be a Bill Clinton lover, go ahead. But for Christ's sake, be honest. I mean, I couldn't care less. Bill Clinton had his 8 years. But how dare you? When I criticize this man, and you send me your emails about, oh, well, you know, why are you criticizing Bill? If nothing else, right there. 8 years of sanctions and bombings and murder and just a continuing onslaught. Against Saddam? Oh, yeah, that really worked, didn't it? Against the people of Iraq. 500,000, and I'm giving you the low figure. Iraqi children. Jesus Christ. Last one. Bush addresses his oft-repeated statement that America is safer now that we've invaded Iraq. I think this is the one that irritates me the most, where it concerns the rationale for the invasion. That all of a sudden we're safer. Oh, my God. The man asks, Mr. President, do you feel that since invading Iraq, the threat of terrorism on U.S. soil has been reduced significantly?
I think it's been reduced. I don't think we're safe. What will really give me confidence to say that we're safe is when I can tell the American people we've got the capacity to know exactly where the enemy is moving. This is a different kind of war. These people hide. They're patient, and they're sophisticated. And that's why our intelligence gathering is really important. You know, occasionally they come out and want to fight like they're doing in Iraq. This guy Zarqawi has sworn his allegiance to bin Laden. He's declared his intentions. But there's a lot of them who lurk and hide.
My God, it's the same speech he's been giving for 4 years. Bush lives in a world where evildoers lurk and hide in the shadows and are out to get him. They're out there. It must be extremely difficult coming off years of alcohol and coke abuse. You know, I can understand that. If there is any drug on the planet, the use of which results in rampant paranoia, it's amphetamines, especially cocaine. Here's a news flash, you moron. There will always be terrorists out there. You stomp one and five more spring up to avenge them. Your policy, cokehead, is insane. We'll be back after this break.
On Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or,
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. For the first time in 5 years, the U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday will hear arguments in a case involving abortion. The case of Ayotte versus Planned Parenthood of Northern New England concerns a New Hampshire statute requiring doctors to notify a parent 48 hours before performing an abortion on a minor. It does not allow an exception for a medical emergency, a point NARAL President Nancy Keenan says is at issue. President Bush is expected to deliver a major speech on the Iraq War during a visit later today to the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Speaking in El Paso, Texas, Tuesday, Bush said pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq now would be a huge mistake. The president also said a reduction in troop strength will be a decision based on the needs of military commanders on the ground. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld cites ongoing progress in Iraq and says the U.S.-led coalition has a strategy for success. In a Pentagon News briefing, Rumsfeld derided the notion that the U.S. had the responsibility to run Iraq.
It is the Iraqis' country, 28 million of them. They are perfectly capable of running that country. They're not going to run it the way you would, or I would, or the way we do here in this country, but they're going to run it.
Senators are trying to get a handle on broadcast decency standards. During a Senate forum, Arkansas Democrat David Pryor argued that the cable TV and satellite industries are, quote, complicit in promoting sexually explicit material in homes because they are profitable. Pryor cited industry claims that it's legal.
I also am reminded of what the tobacco industry said years ago. They came to this body, came to the U.S. Senate, came to the Congress and said, what we're doing is legal. Well, what you do is legal is not always the best thing for the country. It's not always right.
FCC Chairman Kevin Martin said consumers should be able to purchase a la carte programming from cable and satellite systems. A group of lawyers and nonprofit groups are gearing up to sue Atlanta-based Coca-Cola. More from Don Dornberg.
The lawsuit will allege that Coca-Cola and other soft drink companies use caffeine to hook kids on soft drinks that are not good for them. One of the lawyers, Massachusetts law professor Richard Daynor, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that soda vending machines in schools are a little like having a cigarette machine in a school. The American Beverage Association says the lawyers are trying to paint a bullseye on a particular product and pass it off as a meaningful solution to a complicated problem. Don Dornberg, Atlanta.
One of the creators of the popular Berenstain Bears children's book series has died. Publisher HarperCollins says Stan Berenstain died from cancer complications Saturday in Pennsylvania. He was 82. Berenstain and his wife Jan created the series that helped two generations of children learn to read. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had been backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Just a little bit more here, and then we're going to move on to this Stanley Williams story and your phone calls. Mike in St. Paul emails in. He was listening, and he heard in one of the sound bites we played tonight of Bush at the Philadelphia World Affairs Council. Bush said, we're going to work with the Iraqis, continue on training them, and also help them chase down Zarqawi and his buddies. Chase down Zarqawi and his buddies. And Mike writes in, was it me or did I hear President Chucklenuts refer to Zarqawi as having buddies? Mr. President, you are not at Yale anymore playing pranks on rival frat boys and their buddies. What a simple-minded oaf, Mike writes. And he's at the helm of the most powerful military in the world. No wonder the mess. Yeah, I caught that too. He refers to people as folks and buddies, and that's what I mean about the cavalier attitude. How many people have died in Iraq, Mr. President? Oh, 30,000, more or less. More or less, 30,000, more or less. You son of a bitch! If it was your daughters or your wife, would you say more or less 30,000, more or less? How many people in your family have been murdered, Mr. Bush, by white phosphorus bombs? Oh, three, more or less. Can't stand it. Regarding the execution of Stanley Williams, Lance in Manhattan, Illinois writes in, Mike, when Carla Faye Tucker, remember her down in Texas, the one that Bush giggled about, mocked, and refused to grant clemency. When Carla Faye Tucker was about to be executed, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and other Christians publicly called for clemency because she was a, quote, model prisoner, end quote, who had, quote, found God, end quote, shouldn't be allowed to remain in, should be allowed to remain in prison and help others, end quote. Stanley Williams is about to be executed tonight. Stanley Williams has been a model prisoner and from prison fought to stop the violence he was once a part of, writing books to help steer children away from gangs, even being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize while in prison. My question then, where are Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and their comrades now? I know. We all know. But shouldn't the question be asked anyway? Why give the bastards a free pass? Well, Lance, we try never to give the bastards a free pass on this program. Yeah, I mean, we can point out examples like that over and over, no matter what the topic is, right, of the hypocrisy of this Bush crime family and its supporters. Bob in Boston writes in, Mike, I just have one question. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Catholic, and the Catholic Church is against capital punishment. Why hasn't the Catholic Church threatened to deny communion to Arnold like they did Kerry? I'll bet they would if it involved abortion or gay marriage. Okay, well, you folks are getting to the hypocrisy of this fairly quickly, right? Aurora from San Francisco emails in. She writes, am I to believe that Stanley Wilson's execution came down to an apology not given? Aurora is referring to what Schwarzenegger said when he denied clemency. Aurora writes, Schwarzenegger found, quote, no serious doubts, end quote, on Stanley's conviction, but there were doubts, weren't there? Stanley Wilson insists he's innocent, refuses to apologize on principle, and yet the bastard in Sacramento, Aurora writes, refuses to believe Stanley Williams is sincere because he hasn't apologized? This coming from the guy who failed to investigate the claims of why so many women said he assaulted them? Wasn't that a campaign promise? Further, he not only did not apologize, but attacked and smeared at least one of the women. He intimidated others, and the rest, who knows? And Aurora quotes from the San Francisco Chronicle's article on Stanley Wilson's plea denial. Schwarzenegger says the witness's statements, quote, do not cast serious doubts on the jury's decision that Williams is guilty. Schwarzenegger went on to say, is Williams' redemption complete and sincere, or is it just a hollow promise? Stanley Williams insists he is innocent and that he will not and could not apologize or otherwise atone for the murder of four victims in this case. Without an apology and atonement for these senseless and brutal killings, there can be no redemption, end quote. Bruce Gordon, president of the NAACP, criticized the governor's decision and said it underscored his group's belief that African Americans are unfairly targeted by the death penalty. Gordon said Stanley Williams had made peace with the governor's decision. Gordon said, quote, while he absolutely wants to live, he is principled, he is spiritual, he is going to accept on his terms the decision the governor has made. He is saying, quote, I will choose not to tell a lie, even if it will cost me my life, end quote. Again, everything I know about the Stanley Williams case, I have learned in the past 96 hours. But as far as African Americans unfairly targeted for the death penalty, of course. I mean, Jesus, we had a case out of Georgia here. It was a death penalty case where evidence was presented that showed, and the Supreme Court still ruled against the evidence presented, but it showed without a doubt that when the murder is black on white, the death penalty is given to such a greater degree, such a greater statistical and factual degree than when the murder is white on white, or white on black, or black on black. Anybody with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk knows that the death penalty in the United States of America has been used as a method of retribution against black folk. Come on. But let's not even get into that. Irrespective of the guilt or innocence of Stanley Williams or any black man, or I was going to say black woman, but black man on death row. Let's not even go there. We don't have to go there. Let's just start with how the death penalty is applied. And that's why I'm against the death penalty. It cannot be applied fairly. When I was in Chicago, I had first-hand experience. I interviewed them on the radio. Three people who had been on death row convicted of murder, scheduled for execution. And because of the appeals and the delays that the right wing, the Republicans, want to eliminate, enough time passed that these people were found to be innocent. Not guilty on a technicality. Oh, no. Innocent of the crime for which they were convicted. Were they good guys? I have no idea. And I don't care. Here's all I care about. They were convicted of capital murder. They were sentenced to die, and they were innocent. There is no way to have a death penalty in place and to make sure that every single person executed is, in fact, guilty. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. Therefore, innocent people are going to be executed for crimes they did not commit. Therefore, those executions are done in the name of the people of the specific state. In other words, if someone is executed here in Georgia, he or she is being executed in my name. My name. The people of the state of Georgia versus Negro or whomever. But that's how the death penalty is applied. Do I believe some people commit crimes that are so vicious and vile and filthy and rotten that they ought to just be instantly offed? Well, of course I do. Of course I do. But I cannot allow my emotional response to dictate the laws of the United States of America. That's clear, isn't it? Isn't that clear? Isn't that clear? In some societies, if someone steals, cut off their hand. Sorry, can't go there. I'm against the death penalty because I'm pro-life. Foreign souls, not by our mouths, will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts, will we allow all peoples, all countries to be deemed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall and I saw this meat tray. And it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new, Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you'll be hard.
I've been saying Stanley Wilson, my apologies. His name is Stanley Williams, and he is scheduled to die in the execution chamber at San Quentin in California later on this evening. Let's go to your phone calls about this. Clarence is calling from Florida. Clarence, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I you know, I'm for the death penalty for bad reasons, I guess. But if ever to be against the death penalty, this is the reason. You look at this guy. He was nominated for Nobel Peace Prize, number one. Number two, this... You're talking about a corrupt criminal justice system in America where 35 years ago he was convicted of these crimes. We don't know how the jury was stacked or what evidence was against him. The third thing is this guy is the one of the founders of the Crips, the deadliest gang in this country, and he's doing great work to stop that. If he doesn't stop it, who does? I mean, and then the fourth thing is, for a black man not to be executed, what does it take? This guy has wrote 9 children's books. What does it take? I mean, how do you get off of being executed if you're a black man? If he doesn't, who does?
Well, you know, your statements come through loud and clear to me. Let me just make one little modification. Bush has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. That never impresses me when somebody's nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay,
Henry Kissinger. Kissinger,
right,
was nominated. You know, these are real mass killers. They just happen to be not black and not on the inside of a prison. The only other minor correction, please forgive me, it was 24 years ago, I think, that he was sentenced to die. Now, having said all that, if clemency is not to be granted,
right,
then why is it on the books? I mean, what are we doing here? You know, Carla Faye Tucker, who murdered, I think, her husband and his girlfriend with a pickaxe.
Right.
With a pickaxe, you know, up close and personal. Now, you know, somebody could say, well, that certainly deserves a death penalty. If you believe in a death penalty, well, hell yes. Even though an argument could be made that Carla Faye Tucker was insane. I mean, how do you not be insane when you go at somebody with a pickaxe? The point I'm trying to get to, After her 20 years in prison and helping other women and finding Jesus and finding God and everything, and all these people came out, these religious people, and said, you know, spare her, spare her. And Bush said, spare me, and ordered her murdered by the state. And that's all it is. It's legal murder. All right, now, this guy, Stanley Williams, all right, he's done these things that you've said he's done. He has worked, and Schwarzenegger said, well, he hasn't confessed. He hasn't said, I did it, and I feel remorse. Now the irony here, and this is a part that gets me, both Carla Faye Tucker and Stanley Williams both said, God forgives me. Jesus' blood redeems me. I'm going to heaven tonight. What the hell is wrong? If we're not going to grant clemency, okay, I'm not a governor, I can't do it, but then why have it on the books? What the hell do people have to do to qualify for it?
Right, well, number one, you have to be white, and number two, you have
to be... Well, Carla Faye Tucker was white?
Well, Stanley Williams wasn't, and also he was 16, he was a minor when he committed the crimes. I've referenced 35 years when the crime was committed. I don't know when the trial...
No, he was not a minor. He's 51 years old.
He was 16 when the crimes were committed, though, Mike.
The crimes were committed 25 years ago. He was in his 20s. Now I'm not going to argue that kind of a fine point, because I'm against the death penalty, because innocent people will be executed. I don't know about Carla Faye Tucker. I don't know about Stanley Williams, but I do know about three people. Aaron, what was Aaron's last name in Chicago? There were three people.
Aaron Patterson.
Aaron Patterson was on death row in Illinois. He was innocent. Rolando Cruz was on death row. He was innocent. And the other one that we collected money for, and he got out. Three of them I know personally. I've had up close and personal conversations. I've pressed the flesh. I've sat with them across the table. These were three condemned men who the state of Illinois said, you're going to die for what you did. And all three were innocent. So I don't know where to go, what to say, what to do. Williams, Tucker, Aaron Patterson, Joe Blow. If you're going to have the death penalty, then you've got to acknowledge you're going to execute innocent people. I don't know if Williams is innocent. I have no idea. But that's why I don't support the death penalty.
No one does. But where are your pro-lifers at on this one?
I hear you.
You're Robertson, you fall as well.
Well, pro-life, but pro-lifers are not pro-life. They're pro-fetus. They're pro-fetus.
One more thing I want to point out, Mike, and I'll let you go. In 1976, rape was eliminated in the United States as a capital offense.
Right.
And if you look at the amount of rape and how that harms families and what it's done, and the majority of people who do that, by statistically, are white. And death, I mean, death is different, but rape is not far behind in my mind.
Well, that's why perhaps it was eliminated, because most of the perpetrators are white.
Right.
All right. Exactly. Listen, thanks for checking in. I don't know what else to say. I appreciate your call.
Just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
We are talking right now about the impending execution of Stanley Williams. I approach this from the issue of capital punishment in this country, which to me is degenerate. And I've had people email me and say, well, are you totally against capital? Yeah, I'm against capital. What if they murder one of your children? Well, my gut reaction, you're asking me two questions with that. My emotional response, we're concerned someone who would harm or murder one of my family members would be to rip them into a million pieces. To hell with the state. To hell with the state of Georgia or Florida, wherever such a thing would occur. I would do everything in my power, because I am who I am, I would do everything in my power to kill that person. Literally, to take an eye for an eye. I am not beyond that yet, and I'm not going to make it. I'm too far along on my journey to transcend that kind of rage response. By the same token, I do not want the state of Georgia, the state of Michigan, the state of Ohio to exact revenge. Because if I go after someone who kills a member of my family, it is purely revenge. It is not justice. It is purely revenge. You son of a bitch, you killed my father, mother, sister, child. I will kill you. I'm real Old Testament in that respect. Not even Old Testament. I'm primal. Reptilian, vicious. And that's why I don't write the laws. And I'd have to be damn good and sure that the person who murdered my loved one was the person I'm about to kill. But that's me. I'll admit that. No, I'm not Jesus. I haven't transcended that kind of a rageful response. I have not. But I'm against the death penalty. For the obvious reasons. Why is it in this country that we have the death penalty as such a fetish? What is this? Look what's happening tonight. This Rita Cosby entered a lottery? This NBC, MSNBC reporter, Rita Cosby, the one that went with the wrestlers to Afghanistan, she entered a lottery. She put her name in a lottery so that she could be a winner, or a witness, and she's a winner. She won. She won a seat to watch this man die. This is pornography. This is fetishistic. How do you say it, Kathy? Fetishistic. There you go. Interest in executions. Rita, there's nothing to see. They put a needle in his arm. They ask him a question. They release the chemicals. He might twitch. You voyeuristic bitch, all of you people that are going to be sitting in that room watching this man die, watching anybody die in an execution chamber. You're sick. You're sick. Sure, the issue is Stanley Williams tonight, because he's the one. He's only, what did I read, the 17th person in the state of California to be executed since, we love numbers, don't we? Jesus Christ, we love numbers. Arnold Schwarzenegger denies clemency. Arnold Schwarzenegger's father was a Nazi. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who knows what Arnold Schwarzenegger's family did during World War II? Who knows? The sins of the father shall not be visited upon the sons. Well, wait a minute, have I got that backwards? But this witness thing, this is a thing that's vital. What do you get out of it?
Oh, well, I'm going to do it for my newspaper. Stanley Tookie Williams died at 12.02 a.m. Pacific. You sick people, you filthy, sick degenerates. At least I'm honest enough to say if somebody harmed one of my family members, I would do everything in my power to kill them. I don't care what the consequences are. The response would be pure emotional rage. And that's why I would never be able to serve on a jury regarding a death penalty case. I would never be asked to write a law regarding the death penalty. Because I exist in that respect purely in my emotions. But that's the reason we have a jury system, isn't it?
Because as a society, theoretically, we transcended. Oh, you killed somebody? Well, here, we're going to turn you over to the clan, to the village, to the group of cave dwellers to whom that person belonged, and let them rip your eyes out and your arms off and your body to pieces and devour your entrails and smash your brain against a rock somewhere. But see, I'm still there. That's where I am. Sorry to admit that, truth seeker.
Yeah, but Mike, you're a liberal.
Uh-huh. Damn right. That's why I'm against the death penalty. And we're debating, not us, we haven't even got into this, but it's all over the internet, big debates tonight, all over the place. Oh, is L.A. going to go up in flames tonight? You know, it's all over the place. Stanley Williams, in cold blood, according to the jury, I don't know the truth, I have no idea. According to the jury, according to the prosecutor, in cold blood, executed four people, murdered them. And the jury said, right, okay, death. They said it 24 years ago, he was put on death row. Okay, all right. But we have in the White House a man who today, Jesus God, today he stood there and said 30,000 Iraqi civilians have been murdered, starting, his words, with the incursion into Iraq by troops he ordered. So here we sit talking about convicted murderer Stanley Williams, four dead. Oh, but he founded the Crips. So they say, I don't know, is that true? Okay, another what then? 20,000 dead? Woo! Okay! And George Bush, and John Negroponte, and Donald Rumsfeld, and Elliot Abrams, and Dick Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice, and Colin Powell, and Madeleine Albright, and Bill Clinton, and Pappy Bush, and Schwarzkopf. How many people do you want on that list who have systematically murdered 100, 200, 400, a million Iraqis over the past 14 years? Do we make a distinction? No, of course not. You kill one person, it's a murder. You kill 100,000, it's a statistic. I don't know. You know, that's why I just, when these kinds of cases come up, I turn away. I turn away. I'm a coward. I turn away. Don't include me in the discussion. I turn away. If somebody kills my son, I will kill that son of a bitch if it takes me the rest of my life. I will. If they're sentenced to life in prison, I will get into the prison and I will kill them. That's my visceral, gut-level, reptilian, caveman, uncivilized Mike Malloy response. But I'm against capital punishment. Totally against it. So, here we sit tonight. Stanley Williams, what are we? 2 hours away? Is that right, Kathy? About 2 hours and 16 minutes, the clock ticks down on this guy. How many people have George Bush ordered to death? In I don't know, 5 years, 2 years. How many people has he ordered to a fiery, painful death? How many women and children? So go figure, you know. I can't say I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. I'm against capital punishment. I'm pro-life. Let's go back to phone calls. Phil is calling from Orlando. Phil, welcome to the program. Phil? Okay, let's move on. Ramin is calling from San Francisco. Is it Ramin? How do you say your name?
Yes, could you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. How do you pronounce your name?
Ramin. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Ramin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yes, Tukey might be executed in over 2 hours, and I just wanted to tell you in America my feelings. It's funny you said you feel like a coward, because Coward is the name of the jailhouse snitch that said Tukey confessed to him and he got off lightly. And anyways, what I wanted to tell America was, I think as a taxpaying American citizen, I feel like there's a miscarriage of justice going to happen tonight, because he may very well be an innocent man. If you look at the case, there's a lot of holes in the case. The evidence is flimsy, shady witnesses, jailhouse informants who just wanted to get off lightly. And it's not, to me, it's not about the death penalty. It's not about how many books he wrote. It's about a matter of justice. He seems like he might be innocent. The fingerprints don't match. As I said, the witnesses are all shady. It's just, I don't know how he got convicted in the courts. But in his last interview, when asked if he feels remorse about the murders, and of course he said, why should I apologize for something I didn't do? He said, as you all know, if you're convicted, doesn't mean you're really guilty.
Yeah.
So I think he needs a retrial. If you look at the evidence, it's not there. There's a lot of holes in his case.
Well,
he might be executing an innocent man tonight. That's why I'm upset.
Right. Ramin, I understand. That's the reason, like I said, I know nothing about this case except what I have read in the past 4 days. But I do know this, that when you have death penalty as a law in the books, there is the clear probability, not possibility, probability that innocent people are going to be executed. And
I think Tukey's case is one of those cases. It's just funny how people assume he's a murderer just because he co-founded a gang.
Well, maybe after his death, the truth, as you perceive it, will come out. I have no idea. Ramin, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call.
They didn't see no one in my country deserves aid to take swings at each other on talk show TV. Why don't you just go ahead and turn off the sun? Cause we'll never live long enough to undo everything they've done to you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
End Your Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Thanks to the crew in New York for the program tonight. Justin Yuen and Jacek Isaac. Jacek. It's been a bad night. Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Also, Learning the Ropes, Eli Smith. They're the ones who engineered the program tonight. D. Neal, who answered the phone and is our associate producer, also maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Check it out. Our out-of-studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay, who is solely responsible for the content. Mike is calling from New York City. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Words, Mike.
Say again?
3 words.
Go ahead.
3 words to describe this blood-soaked, bloodthirsty mentality of this country when it comes to crime.
All right.
Someone must pay.
There you go.
It doesn't matter whether Tookie did it or not. It doesn't matter who put planes in a building. It doesn't matter about oil. It doesn't matter. Someone must pay. That is the mentality of this country when it comes to crime. Tookie ain't got a chance in hell with a white victim. Ain't no way out of that. Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw your boy Clucker Clawson, Clucker is what I called him, say that it was a white person. Oh, hell. His ass is grass.
Now, who said this?
Clucker Tarleton.
Oh, it's not my boy. He's not my boy.
Tookie ain't got a chance in hell.
Well, that was decided, I think, earlier tonight, yesterday, when Schwarzenegger said no, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it, and the California Supreme Court said no. So, 24 years on death row. And his execution tonight.
Lynch mob. Lynch mob, Mike.
I wish I knew more about the case so that...
This case don't matter, Mike. 9/11. Pearl Harbor. Anything, dude. Someone must pay. Is that or is that not the mentality?
Oh, sure.
It doesn't matter what happened. It don't matter what happened. Just someone must pay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyone will do.
I hear you. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you checking in. It's a fetish, and I understand that. In this country, I live in a society that is about as pro-death as it can possibly be. Well, it makes noises about being pro-life because it is pro-fetus. But what is it? Maybe it's because, oh, he's going to get philosophical on us now, huh? Is that what Malloy's going to do with 2 minutes left in the program? Maybe it's how we establish this country. We establish this country on death. This country was established. Maybe every company, the country is established on death. I don't know. I'm not an historian. But I know about my country. My country was founded on death. Mass death, destruction, genocide, slavery. I know that. So, maybe that's why we have a fascistic interest in executions, in war, murder, and mayhem. Very quickly, Craig is calling from Boone, North Carolina. Craig, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. I'm sorry, we're just out of time tonight.
Excellent show tonight, Mike.
Well, thanks.
Excellent show. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
There aren't words in the English language to describe what's happening. I'm enjoying the juxtaposition between this river of unrelenting stupidity that comes out of the idiot-in-chief with what's happening in California. And I'm right with you about the death penalty. I want laws to prevent me
from
revenge.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say, and I couldn't get to it, Craig.
I want the laws of this country to prevent my revenge.
There you go.
If somebody kills my daughter, sure. I'm going to have incredibly cretinistic feelings.
Sure.
But we've got to be better than that.
Yeah.
So I want the law to protect me from me.
Yeah.
And other people from me.
That's right. That's right.
And thank you very much for the show. And greetings to you and Kathy and Molly.
All right. Thanks.
Warm regards.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hi. Why is it, Kathy, at Mondays? Usually on Mondays, the program is, I don't know, is it like the sewer gets stopped up over the weekend and we sit in here and flush trying to clear it out? The topics, my attitude, all of it. I'll do better tomorrow night. Thanks for participating. However you did that, I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Racial profiling, an ongoing severe problem facing America. The ACLU Freedom Files brings you an intense look at cases of racial profiling that plague Americans all over the country. 4 decades after the Civil Rights Movement, we don't expect to hear stories of people being harassed because of the color of their skin. Episode 4 of the Freedom Files exposes this awful truth.
Anybody in power can subject somebody to racial profiling. It can happen in airports, it happens on planes, it happens on trains, it happens in department stores, you name it. It happens all over the place.
To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to see how racial profiling happens to Americans every day. This show reminds us that racial profiling is alive and well in America today. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date.